different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden. You know, there's something really interesting going on out there, and whether you're a spiritual person or not, I know you're feeling it. You're probably looking up, waking up, and going, what the heck happened to my world? What happened to my country? Something is off. A lot of people are medicating that sense that they're feeling. Some people are self-medicating that sense that they're feeling. A lot of people falling into major, major rabbit holes of depression, all kind of things going on. I've been talking a little bit about this lately, and I want to continue this, and I want to go a level deep about regarding what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me for the next, few minutes to be the spiritual weirdo, to be the religious nut. Allow me to be radically religious. And I'm telling you that because if you don't want to hear it, now's your time to go ahead and turn me off. Okay? Because there are things that need to be explained out there spiritually wise, and I don't think they're getting done. And I don't mind being the person to do that if that's what I'm supposed to do. But I know there's a lot going on right now that people don't understand, and I want to put it very point blank to you and make this very clear. You're being forced to choose who you're going to serve. You're being forced to choose which side you're going to be on. Spiritually, let me explain this to you. A lot of people don't know this about me. A lot of people know me as a martial arts master and soon to be grandmaster, God willing. A lot of people know that I was a journalist for many, many years, which is why I do this program called the Eden Assignments. I was a newscaster for many, many years, a reporter, even a meteorologist. You know, but a lot of people don't know that I'm also an ordained chaplain. I always say I do things really good, and they all start with an M. Martial arts, media, and ministry. That's who I am. I want people to understand, just because the mere fact that you're created in the image of God, you will have to take some kind of a spiritual journey in one way or another. You may not choose to take a spiritual journey, say, well, I'm an atheist, I'm an agnostic. By that mere choice, ladies and gentlemen, you've already made your choice. You've already made a choice. I want to give you an example. I always knew there was something going on with me, about the time I was about 12-ish or so. I grew up in a church-type setting in the South, and honestly, I'm not someone who ever has done well with church-type settings or religious organizations. I've never really fit in well into that. Hang on a minute. I'm not knocking church. I'm not saying don't go to church. I'm not saying any of these. I'm just giving you my experience. I'm not someone that does well. It's just, let's just say I'm a little backward. I don't do well in social-type settings, especially in religious organizations. But I did notice after having an experience in church at the age of 12, something changed in my life. But I went on with my life. And then, as I continued to build my career, and I found myself being a newscaster, a journalist in a major market TV station, I interviewed people who had psychic ability. And I was really blown away because I realized that I had that same ability, that I could do the things that they're saying. So I took up an invitation to do something called circle meetings. This is my young adulthood. I started doing these circle meetings. Now, this is where psychics will meet together, and they would be able to hone their ability on each other, for a lack of a better way to put it. My ability was so accurate, and I was so good at what I was doing that the teacher would actually call me to help her with particular situations, and she was making money doing this stuff for Fortune 500 companies. So anyway, this went on for, I don't know, maybe a couple of years. And then all of a sudden in my life, the bottom fell out. I'll never forget it. This was 1997. Everything that could go wrong went wrong for me that year. I mean, relationships fell apart. I mean, just horrible, horrible, tragic things in my own family. The biggest career break of my life started to dissipate right in front of my eyes. It's like I was stripped down and had absolutely nothing, guys. And then I heard this voice. I heard this voice call my name, and I said, well, God, you've got my attention. And I remember God telling me in a spiritual way, well, good, because I need for you to listen. I need to have your attention right now. And I remember the understanding and the reasoning I had that I was on a particular spiritual journey that was different than everybody else's, and I can't make this about myself. Every ability and every gift that I have came from God, came from heaven above, and I have to use it to make the difference in the lives of other people, which is why I do a lot of programs today, you know, and more so in social media, blogs and lives and things of that nature. I'll always try to incorporate spiritual journeys and how you need to be a part of that and how you need to seek God in that. And you need to understand that whether you believe in it or not, you are part of a journey by the mere fact that you were created by the divine. And but for me, that's God. That's Father God. And when I say the divine, he is the divine, the creator. So I really changed things around, and I got very focused, and I studied different. I stopped with the circle meetings. I realized that my power source was coming from God, from heaven, and I didn't need to, I shouldn't affiliate myself with other people with ability because I don't know where their power source comes from. They don't confess Jesus Christ. I had no business mixing my power source with their power source. So I stopped doing that, and I went about in a way where I could study and read the Bible and figure out exactly how do I take this ability and I use it for the kingdom of God. And what most people don't know about me is I've been doing this for many, many years. I spiritually counsel people with my ability, and I've been doing it for many, many years. You know, a funny thing started to happen when I changed and I made a decision where my power source was going to come from. I started to consistently encounter spiritual things over and over and over. It seemed like I lived 95% of my life was always something spiritual, and maybe the 5% had to do with something physical, and I went with it. I realized then that I was becoming a person, a player on a different realm that was this vast, huge, enormous 10 to 20 times greater realm than what I could see when I sit in this room and I see a TV. And, you know, I see furniture, and I see physical things. It was something a lot bigger, much more expansive. And I studied, and I studied, and I used my source book and my handbook to be the Holy Bible. That was my handbook. I have about 20 different versions of the Bible. That's my text. I run the gamut. I have probably every version out there, I have that version. And if I have to look up something, I will look up in every single version to see how it reads, how it lays out. Sometimes I'll have 5 different versions of the Holy Bible out just to study at the same time what I need to figure out, what I need to know. I took this calling very seriously. And when we're upon times like today, in this day and age, where the atmosphere is really jacked up with a lot of fear and a lot of hate, you know, who's going to be the next leader? How bad is COVID going to get? Am I going to die of COVID? Can I go about my business? Can I make money? Can I travel? Can I do my speaking engagements? Will the kids go back to school? Everything that you need to know that you have feared, ladies and gentlemen, will have an answer in the spirit realm. If you know how to go there, if you understand the teachings of Christ says, seek and you will find. He's talking about spiritual things. Seek and you will find. My original question when I started this blog on the Eden assignment for this week, as I said, the reason why you're awakening and going, what's going on with my world, what's going on with my country, is because you're being called to choose whose side you're going to be on. Let me give you another example. I have an acquaintance. I know a lot of pastors. I'm friends with a lot of pastors, ministers, whatever you want to call it. This particular acquaintance is a pastor. To me, that is a reference of someone who's a shepherd, who has sheep, a flock, a church, a congregation, whatever you want to call it, that they have to feed. See, the pastor comes from the word shepherd, the shepherd that feeds the flock. I don't have a particular church. I don't have a church that I have to feed a flock in that sense. But this person that I know does. He decided that after many, many decades, he was going to renounce his belief and his calling.
So he made it a mission, and just by the nature of what he could do and his incredible, powerful ability, he was going on social media just blasting God, blasting Jesus. You know, now gives himself the name atheist. I don't know. I don't care what you call yourself. There's only two power sources out there. You know, call it whatever you want. I know where it comes from. But you see, I still called him pastor when I dealt with him. I'm probably, theologically speaking, someone that could go head-to-head with him. I could go head-to-head with him. But every time I called him pastor, someone finally said to me, why do you still call him pastor? I said, because he is. He's still a shepherd. He's still feeding sheep. He may not be a pastor on my side. And trust me, he's not trying to feed the sheep that already believe in Christ. He's not trying to feed the sheep that don't believe in anything, the atheistic sheep. He's going after the sheep who don't have a shepherd. He's going after the sheep that sit on the fence. I could tell by the things he was saying. He was still going to pastor a flock of sheep, ladies and gentlemen, and he does. In his own way, he does. He's still a pastor. He's still a pastor. See, he made a covenant agreement at one point in his life to do that, and now he's doing that with a different flock. That's very powerful that he can do that. That's very powerful that he can do that. Because people who already understand spiritual things, when they renounce, they go backwards. They're very, very damaging in the spirit realm because they vacated, in his case, a leadership position in the battle of good and evil to go for the other side. He literally crossed and went into enemy territory to lead in enemy territory. So I told you I was going to be the religious nut today. Keep listening to me if you haven't turned me off yet, because this is very important. I'm not saying that we all have to be pastors, or like me, you don't have to be an ordained minister or a chaplain. But you have to make a decision, because it is there. There are things, and there are more worlds than you hold in your own hand. Witchcraft is real. Voodoo is real. Satanism is real. What people do in church when they pray over you by 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, sometimes in social media now, 1,000 people could be praying for you. That's very real. Approaching the divine, the throne of God, on your behalf is a very powerful thing. I have people in my own family who have incredible talent and ability who don't have the same power source that I have, because there's power in good, and there's power in evil. Good will always overcome evil. Good will always win over evil. But that doesn't mean that the power of the evil is negated. Listen, if you're going through something very difficult in your life and you feel like you're under attack and you don't understand it, you're probably under attack and you don't understand it. You got to seek out these things and realize when your whole world starts to fall apart, there's a spiritual answer for that. And you need to seek that spiritual answer out. People ask me, okay, well, you're Christian. I guess we know who you're going to vote for. That's not the point. I'm not a political person. I will pray for whoever gets that office. I'm not in fear of who gets that office because I know that God's still on the throne. I know my handbook says that things have got to fold out in the future, and I know that those things are coming to a head. Different subject for a different time. I'm not afraid of that. Because I serve a God who's in control. And fear, and that fear is going to attract a different type of power source. I will pray for whoever gets that office. I've prayed, as far as I had spiritual meaning and knowledge in my life, I've always prayed for whoever gets that office, because their decisions, along with Congress, is going to decide how my family and my future offspring is going to get to live their life. It's an important decision. But I don't let it torment me. I don't let it bring me to a blow on social media where I go round and round with people, because I know I'm going to be playing into that fear factor, and I don't need to do that. And I know it's going to make me weak, and I don't need to do that either. I have my spiritual tools. I have my spiritual weapons. I know what the source book says, and I know how to battle things like that. You see, I'm going to go above the physical atmosphere, and I'm going to battle things in the spirit realm. And I know exactly how to do that. And my brothers and sisters, those who use the power of Christ, you know exactly how to do that too. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You have to understand that you have to give up yourself. If you're going to be in the spiritual realm, you have to give up the physical to a certain point. What does that mean? Don't I have to take a bath? Don't I have to eat? No, not saying that. We are the temple of God. Our bodies are very important. I'm very picky about my own temple. I drive people crazy. I'm so picky about my temple. I'm a gluten-free vegetarian. I walk 3 miles every day. I do Pilates, Tai Chi, and yoga every day. And I teach martial arts, weight train 2-3 times a week. I'm very picky about my body because it's the temple, and this is my ride that God gave instruction that I have to respect. You see, if I'm not respecting my body, how can I respect other people's bodies and pray for their healing or pray for whatever they need in their lives if I don't respect my own body? There's a very important correlation with that. Not to say that I don't have one of those wonderful long donuts with white icing and that white cream inside. Maybe, you know, once in a while, okay? You understand my point, though. You understand my point that everything is a spiritual battle. And you need to be able to elevate yourself up and look to Father God to help you and the Holy Spirit to give you the answers and to whisper in your ear what your next move is and what you're supposed to be doing and where you're supposed to be going. See, in Ephesians chapter 6, let me bring the Bible in. This is important. It says that you're not battling flesh and blood. You're battling spiritual wickedness. When you think you're under attack, maybe it's not your family members who are attacking you or your spouse or your kids or your boss, your coworkers, your friends you've had forever. Maybe it's not them attacking you. Maybe it's just spiritual wickedness. Ephesians chapter 6, please read it. If you don't know that passage, please read it. It's very important and it applies to today. Spiritual wickedness, this is what you're battling. And the only way you're going to be able to conquer it is to go into the spirit realm and battle back. How do I do that? Keep reading Ephesians 6. It talks about armor, spiritual armor. It talks about every weapon in the spirit realm and how you use it. Once you come to the realization that you're in a battle of good and evil, you need to understand Ephesians 6 very well. And know what that means when it talks about the armor and the weapons that you have to battle back. You're not to give in to fear of today, ladies and gentlemen. You're not to give in to fear because fear is going to attract power from the other side. Fear will jack it up. Fear will attract things to make things worse. You ever have a bad day? You ever have something really bad go wrong and you turn around and you go, man, it's just like, one bad thing after another. It's just, I'm having a bad day. It happens, right? It doesn't have to happen. Because as soon as you feel that weird bad day thing happening, where you just know something is spiritually off, you go, you do your warfare in the spirit realm. You use your tools and you use what God gave us as a guidebook on how to battle it. And you cut it out. You make it stop. You don't let it guide your day. You don't ever let a bad day take your day. You have the complete authority to overcome that bad day. When you understand the battle of good and evil, when you're in a spirit realm, you're going to see things from a different perspective, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to see things happen in a different perspective. I literally can walk in a room and I will see people look at me with evil, people who don't even know me. I'm so used to it, I don't pay any attention. I already know that people don't like me for no reason. I have this happen all the time. This is my journey, and honestly, I don't care. I may pretend to care, but I want you to know between you and me, I don't care. Why? Because I know I'm battling spiritual wickedness. That's what I'm battling. And I have to understand that sometimes people aren't going to like me just because they don't like the power source that they see in me. Innately, because we're all children of God. Some people will just be in fear of me because spiritually they sense the power in me. I'm not making that up. I've had so many people tell me that. You walk in a room, there's such a sense of power about you. I can't even look at you. And you know what? I appreciate it someone telling me that. Actually, a female cop told me that. I thanked her because then it made me realize what was going on in the spirit realm. And I'm okay if people don't like me and they don't even know who I am. I'm okay with that. And if you're a spiritual journey, you need to be okay with that. You need to understand as a spiritual person that you're going to have these attacks come at you in a way that will be very hurtful. And you have to realize that you need to become immune to that stuff because that's not even what's important in your life. Let that go and watch it change. Don't focus on it. Don't concentrate on what other people think about you guys. Time is short for everybody. I don't care if you're 8 years old or 80 years old. Time is short for everybody. All of us put it at a certain place in time right now to make a difference in the kingdom. But you're going to feel that nudging and you're going to have to choose who you will serve this day. When I say that, the Bible says that, and it means choose your power source and realize what's really going on. And that in a lot of ways, according to biblical prophecy, these things aren't going to get any better. But Jesus Christ said, I don't want you to have any fear because I've overcome all of it already. And your Father God, he's still on the throne. So you need to be very strong. You need to go about and do good things. Be accomplished. Do good, accomplished things. And understand, you know, I was on that spiritual journey. In a lot of ways, even though I grew up in the church, I had to figure it out for myself. I didn't realize there were two different power sources. I didn't realize that I'm a power player because of what I can do. And I got to be very careful with how I conduct myself in many manners. Some things that other people can do, even people who go to church can do some things, I can't do them. I can't participate in those things because I'm powerful. I'm very powerful. I know a lot of you are very powerful too. I know that you are. And you have to guard your heart and you have to guard yourself. Let's talk about Superman. Let's make this easy. If you have Superman and he knows that kryptonite will take him out, is he going to go and put a lot of kryptonite in his pocket because it's a pretty shiny rock? No. You have to understand that everything is a spiritual journey, guys. That's about as simple as I can make it. And you, created in the image of God, are very powerful. And many of you are called, and some of you are chosen. Some of you are chosen, and you are very powerful. And you've got to get in that path and that understanding of what you're supposed to be doing in the spirit realm to make a difference in this battle. My acquaintance, who is a pastor who renounced it and became an atheist, he's still very powerful, guys. He's powerful. I don't in any way look down on him. I understand exactly what he's up to. I know exactly how it happened and what he's up to. So I'll continue to do what I need to do as I sojourn in this world. None of us know how long we have. A lot of us are feeling bad right now because of the way the world is. You know, I wrote a blog on this. People want to go off the grid now. People are like, I'm ready to go. I've had enough. I'm ready to go. You know, you feel that way. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have suicidal ideology. It's just you've had enough because the world is so mean, bad, and ugly. You just don't want to do it. Listen, that tells me right there that you've got a voice in your head that's saying, hey, listen, choose you this day. Who you're going to serve and what your power source is going to be, you know what the answer is. If you so much have thought that to yourself, I'm ready to get out of here, that means that you can divinely listen to the cues in your ear from the Holy Spirit to go out and do great things. You've already got that inner ear tuned. That's what that means. It really does. Unfortunately, many people have heard that, have fallen into depression, have committed suicide this past year alone because they didn't have the understanding and the knowledge of how things work. They could have been so powerful in this world if they wouldn't have done that. The enemy wants to take out power players, guys. In the spirit realm, as far as my opinion is concerned, suicide is the enemy taking out powerful people, very powerful people that would have done very good things for the kingdom had they had that knowledge and that understanding. What time is it? Wow, that was quick. On a very basic level, you need to start your spiritual journey and get your handbook out. I encourage you to get that handbook to be the Holy Bible. I encourage you. If you don't like old English readings like the King James, go get another version. I'm telling you, there's a million versions out there. Find something that you can read and learn and study. Start your spiritual journey and realize there's more going on than the world that you hold in your hands every day. And teach your kids. Don't be one of the parents that goes, well, I'm going to let my kid decide for themselves. You know, I'm not going to say anything. Well, the handbook has something to say to you, too. If you train up a child in the way that child should go, when he is older, he won't depart from it. You need to give him that spiritual input. You tell him to go to school. You tell him to eat right. You don't let him stay up to 2 in the morning on a school night. You don't let him eat junk food all day, not if you're a good parent. You're doing all the body stuff. You're doing all the mind stuff. You need to do the spiritual stuff with your kids. You need to teach them how to battle things in the spirit realm. All right. God bless you guys. I felt led to say that this week. We'll see you next time on the Eden Assignment. Bye-bye.